That's the sound of the horn. Welcome to an all-new quarterly report clipcast. I'm your host, Ralph Lawler. With me is Sweet Joe.
I'm Burbank Hank.
Oh, my bad. I'm Chris Kowild, out indefinitely, but we'll probably be back after the All-Star break.
You like the thing.
Podcasting again.
Not if you watch tonight's game.
Oh, Sweet Joe.
At the start of the podcast, did you say, bah, or did you say, boo?
First of all, this is the quarterly report. We shall not speak of the 21st game of this season.
Oh, thank goodness.
We will talk only about the first quarter, and I'm most excited about being in the top six.
That's nice.
You have to be in the top six when Kawhi Leonard returns, when Chris Kowild returns to the show.
Now, that's your theory.
Healthy,
your theory is
yes.
that he will come back
sooner than later.
You believe that he will or will not come back, possibly, potentially, based on where we are in the standings?
Yes, I do. And if we're top six in the third quarter of the season, I believe you will see him for the fourth quarter of the season. That's my bold, in-your-face prediction. Man, I was feeling myself when I walked in the stadium tonight. I went up to Jim,
you really were.
I went up to Jim Jackson and Brian Seaman, and I said, "You guys are cooking. Best NBA duo in the business." Right in front of Noah Eagle, I said it. I said it right in front of Noah Eagle.
Whoa, buddy.
I called Jim Jackson and Brian
Seaman
best duo in the NBA. I said, "You guys are cooking.
Come on.
You guys are cooking." Right in front of Noah Eagle, I said it.
I feel like
Noah Eagle smiled at me. He had smile eyes underneath his mask.
Smize?
Smize. He smized me. He smized me up and down. Then I walk down, okay? I walk down, and one of my favorite Crypto.com Arena employees.
Oh, is that official?
It will.
You think it still says Staples Arena on top? It's not December 1st.
It still says.
It maybe never said Staples Arena.
It still says. We used to call it the Clippers Arena.
No,
we
always called it the Staples Arena.
Arena.
Not used
right.
to. I've continued to call it that.
Well, it still says Staples Center outside the building for now. But I'm waltzing down after throwing flowers at Seaman and Jackson, which is an expression you don't like. And then I go and see one of my favorite gals who works down at Crypto.com on 12th and Figueroa or something. And she one time saw me wearing Captain America socks, actually in front of Brian Seaman. And she walked up and interrupted the conversation that you and me and Brian Seaman were talking about, how I said Fred Rogan partied hardest in L.A. And then she said,
"Son of a gun."
And then she said, "I don't like your socks." And I was like, "Excuse me, why you don't like Captain America?" And she then responded, "Oh, I thought they were 49ers logos."
That's right.
So the next time I saw her, I showed her my socks, which I believe were Batman logos or Superman logos. Somebody, I said, "Are these okay? Are these okay with you, young lady?" And she liked it. Tonight, I waltzed down, showed her that I wasn't wearing socks. Burbank Hank, you've dozed off. I'm sorry.
It's not that I'm not
I'm sorry.
Loving this
it's
sock
a Clippers
talk.
Podcast.
It's the Clippers
and I'm talking
quarterly
about
sock talk.
Socklessness.
Oh, sock talk.
It's the quarterly report. It's
sock
not
talk.
Sock talk.
Sock talk.
It's not sock talk.
Now I'm back.
Okay, thank you.
I got a little sleepy there. You wore me out a
well,
little
I'll tell you,
with
I don't
sock
believe in
talk.
I don't believe in hokum pokum or superstition, but I'll never be sockless at a Clippers game.
No,
ever
my gosh,
again.
It's your fault. I am superstitious, and I believe that you brought this loss upon us, and it was terrible.
Well, let's talk about the first quarter. I love being in the top six. We got to stay in the top
Not
six.
Not the first quarter of the game
no,
where
no,
Valachunas went 7-for-7.
I cannot believe this guy.
They literally have 6 wins on the season, and we are 2 of their wins. They beat us last time by 20. They basically beat us by 20 this time.
And last time was the second night of a back-to-back in New Orleans. And this night was
I
the
knew
second
they weren't
night
great.
Of a back-to-back in L.A. They're not great.
But I didn't realize they'd only had five wins on the season until tonight. And you would have thought.
A third of them are versus
you
us.
You would have thought that they were the number one team in the league the way they worked us up and down the court. And we got beat by less versus the Warriors.
Well, Pachulianis with 39 points was the big story
it's
of
last It's not how you say his name, by
Pachulianis
the way.
Pachulianis with 39 points.
It's not Pachulianis.
Yeah, 29 in the first half, 10 in the second half. Pachulianis with 39 points.
He went 7-of-7 from 3 in the first half. Do you know who, off the top of our heads, do you know who had the worst plus-minus on the team for the Clippers?
I don't even want to say my guess, honestly.
Just
Paul
say.
George.
Yeah.
Well, he's my player of the first quarter, I'll tell you that.
They started off nicely, but oof.
Well, not in the first quarter of the season.
No, on the
in
season.
In the first
he
quarter of the
nicely.
Season.
He's had a couple of rough games because he scored close to 30 points
oh,
both.
Sure.
30 points on last night and I think close to 30 tonight. but not on great efficiency, on like 50% shooting efficiency.
11 turnovers in the last 44 minutes of basketball for PG-13.
Gooch. He had 7 tonight.
You told me something interesting about Brandon Boston.
Oh, I told you Junior. One thing that was interesting. That's
new record. New record for you. So why don't you share with the listener the interesting thing you shared with
Brandon Boston? Brandon Boston went for 46 points today playing for the Agua Caliente Clippers and got benched.
What?
He got benched with 5 minutes left in the game because he had 46 points.
Let's get a 50 piece.
That's what I say. And so did the entire Agua Caliente Clippers.
Muy caliente.
Because I saw a pretty great photo that I couldn't find again during
if
the game
you find
to show
it,
you.
Add us at LA Clipcast.
Of the entire bench home aloning it with their hands on their faces.
Oh my God.
Looking at the coach like, what are you doing, coach? Put him back in. I wonder if the Clippers, if the Agua Caliente Clippers like scrub social media to get that picture off.
No, it's out there. You saw it.
And the fans wanted Brandon Boston Jr. to play tonight for the Clippers. He didn't get in until there were 3 minutes left in the game. My question for you was, does a 46-point game and such dominance for the G League translate to anything in the NBA?
Well,
would he have made a difference tonight?
I mean, I would have put him. I mean, look, I'm not the coach, folks, but I would have put him.
Aren't you,
in.
Chris Kawhi?
Shouldn't I be? No, the answer is no. I should not.
Absolutely not.
I'm not Coach Wild Lou.
You have more coaching experience than I do.
You're absolutely right. I'm a winning record. I have a winning record, Coach. And
you're actively coaching for a team, unlike Luke Walton.
Well, oh, wow.
Sorry to throw dirt on
shots fired.
Dirt
shots
on your face.
Shots fired.
What's the opposite of throwing flowers?
Throw it down, big fella. That was my Bill Walton impression. Sounds a lot like my Ralph Lawler. Anyway, here's the thing, Hank. I'm talking about the Clipper quarterly report.
Sure, a quarter of the way through the season.
Boston.
By the way, that's why he's saying it. Not from the first quarter of tonight's game. It's where 21 games in.
Right.
We're a quarter of the way into the season.
Who's your favorite new guy of the first quarter? I certainly know who my
favorite
guy is.
Oh, you tell me first who your favorite new guy is.
My favorite new guy is Isaiah Hartenstein.
Oh, nuts. That's what I was going
to
say.
Because happy Hanukkah, by the way, to all our Clipper Nation people celebrating Hanukkah. It's the first night of Hanukkah tonight. You are not a quarter done with Hanukkah. But tomorrow night will be, you can do your Hanukkah quarterly report after two nights in the bank.
Let us know how it's going. What kind of gifts you getting? You getting some socks? I'm sorry, it's not sock talk.
It's not sock talk. Hanukkah sock talk special. Isaiah Hartenstein has been so delightful.
He's been
seeing him play with Serge because he's been so impactful. He's got beautiful, beautiful assists, beautiful looks,
averaging
beautiful
moves. 15-something points a game.
No, stop. Hartenstein is not averaging 15 points a game. Stop.
Yeah,
right
he
now.
Is.
Oh, stop.
On 19 games. Yes, he is.
Stop. There is no possible way that Isaiah Hartenstein's season average.
Minutes.
Okay, there
we go.
15 minutes. Okay, there we go.
Okay. He's averaging 15. This is new for me looking at the season stats. I've never looked at the season stats.
15
he's
minutes.
He's averaging 15 minutes, and he's getting 7 points a game, which is
there
not terrible for a new guy. 5 rebounds a game,
I love it. I love it. Assists. How many assists?
Five rebounds a game is not terrible on 15 minutes played.
Absolutely. 7 and 5 on 15 minutes.
Yeah, an assist and a half.
Stints, he's my favorite
an
new guy.
An assist and a half, it's not
that's
terrible.
That's a lot for a big guy. I'll tell you, that's more than Zubac has.
My favorite new guy watching this season, watching tonight, is this new guy, Serge Ibaka.
Stop.
It surprised me. We were pretty close to watching the game. We were pretty close, of course. We're on our media passes. Thank you to the Clippers for that. Much cherished and appreciated.
Best in the business.
I was caught off guard by how big and muscly Ibaka is. I really always thought of him as very, very lean, but he's got arms like strong and muscular.
Broad-shouldered.
Yeah.
I love the fact that this is moving way past the first quarter, past this entire season.
Yeah.
I love that less than three years from now, we're going to be playing in our own dome, in a stadium built for proper basketball. And meanwhile, down at the Crypto, it's going to be called the Crypto. That's got to be the worst name, certainly in L.A.
Well, it's not the worst name in L.A. if you invest in cryptocurrency. I mean, you don't invest in anything.
No, I don't. I invest time in the Clippers, and that's about it.
So, like, you're not in touch with the fact that cryptocurrency is the biggest trend in investing.
Well, it's still a horrible name for a stadium, Hank. As was Staples.
It isn't
by the way.
If you're big in cryptocurrency. It's like a religion for a lot of the people who are.
See,
in
See, I would like the Doge Dome. If I could choose, I would say Doge Dome is where the L word and the hockey kings.
Doge
play.
Is not the biggest crypto.
No, crypto is the biggest crypto.
I think that crypto is a place where you can go and buy and trade crypto, much like Robinhood or E-Trade or any of those other places. So crypto.com is a place where you can go and buy
and
trade. Yes, and other crypto. They just added Doge to the crypto
I started
site.
One called Monopoly Money.
That's not a thing.
Yes, it is. Monopolymoney.edu because it's also a school. And so
I bought some crypto. I bought some Doge.
Really?
When Doge was like...
And has it flipped? Has it made you any money?
Yeah, it's made me a little money. I mean, I'm not selling it, but the only reason that I didn't buy much. The only reason that I bought it at all was because I know so many people with Bitcoin that didn't buy it or bought it and sold it that I just felt like, you know what? I'm going to buy a couple of $100 worth of Doge just in case it becomes worth $35,000 a share like Bitcoin did.
No, it did?
Bitcoin's, it's not that literally, but Bitcoin is tens of thousands of dollars per share. And I know people who sold their Bitcoin at like $100 a share. And if they kept it, they would literally be multimillionaires.
Stop.
Literal multimillionaires.
So Hank loves crypto.
I don't love
com
it, but
arena.
I bought some.
So you don't think it's... You said
it
wasn't
was a
the
FOMO.
Worst. You said it was the worst. It wasn't the worst name in LA sports stadiums. So what is? Dodgers Stadium?
The hockey shitbox is the worst one I've ever heard.
Well, that's what crypto is. The hockey shitbox.
It's the worst name I've
we'll
ever heard.
We'll have the Intuit Dome, which I'm obviously...
I'm into it.
Very into. I am super into. I just love the fact that the old dead teams are going to be playing down at the Crypt, and the exciting young champion Clippers will be at the Intuit Dome. All right, one quarter in the books, three quarters to go. You know, the All-Star break doesn't quite come at half. Everyone says, oh, it's the halfway point of the season. That's not really accurate. It's kind of deeper into the third quarter. And again, I think Kawhi Leonard comes back after the All-Star break and then is there for that fourth quarter of this season where I need us to be in the top six the entire length of this season for me to feel really great about this Clippers squad.
Yeah.
They started 4-5. I want to say off the top of my head they've lost 5 out of their last 8. But that 7-game win streak.
Yeah,
was
right now we're 4-6 in the last 10 games. I know that.
Okay, we're not 5-5 in the last 10. I believe you that we're 4-6. I just don't like it. I don't like to be a losing team in any of increment of this season. Whammy giveaway at Whammy giveaway. Longtime fan of the show says this Clipper team has never lost 3 in a row under Ty Lue. So,
well,
let's take a look
Wednesday
night.
About to
put
money where the mouth is. I mean, I'm not sure if the standings have been updated yet from tonight's game, but
sure
at this point,
have.
We're fifth.
Yeah, top six, baby. You got to
so
feel good about top six.
That's pretty nice, and I like sitting there, 5. There's a few teams way up ahead of us that are real hard to imagine anybody ever beating. The
Phoenix,
Warriors.
Has Phoenix lost yet?
They're like 18 straight?
It's crazy.
Isn't that what it is? 18 straight?
16 straight for Phoenix.
Oof. And the Warriors are 9-1 in their last 10.
Clippers 4-6 in their last 10. You don't like to see it.
I wouldn't like to.
But in the beginning of the season, we lost 4 out of 5, which is a hell of a lot worse.
I also don't love that in all of the stats of the Western Conference, we are in top 5 of not a single stat.
Really?
I round down a stat line of like rebounds and blocks and all of that. We don't have a player in the top 5 of any single stat across the entire Western Conference. That's not great. But there's things I like.
Who's your favorite player so far of the Clippers quarterly report? Who's your favorite first quarter of the season player? I, of course, know mine. It's a no-brainer.
Look, I'm still fully in Paul George camp. I wish that he protected the ball a little bit better.
Too many turnovers.
I want to say it was 8 or 9 turnovers versus the Warriors. It was 7 turnovers versus the Pels. You don't want to see that many turnovers, but he's shouldering a lot by himself.
Top 10 scorer in the league.
I don't love the ball movement or lack thereof for the Clippers tonight. We showed so much our deficiencies in the paint and in the low post. We really don't have an answer for big centers. You know, I get really nervous Purvis.
Oh, no.
I get very Purvis watching Serge Ibaka battling a Valachunas, or as you say, Pachulianus.
Mm-hmm.
I get very nervous watching him battle bigs like that and jumping up for rebounds because I feel like his back is... Obviously, he's well, but you don't want to see him taking that kind of a beating in the paint. But Hartenstein is not in there banging boards.
My favorite new guy.
Zubats is not in there banging boards.
He's our league leader in rebounds. Our team leader in rebounds.
Kennard's shooting is moving in the right direction. That makes me feel very good.
Kennard and Mann have to score combined 20 a game. They have to. For us to win basketball games, they have to come in between the two of them and score 20 a game.
Look,
they have to.
And the truth is, we have... How many starters do we have out? We have Mook out. We have Batum, who's not our starter, but he is when
Mook's one of them.
Out.
Yeah, Mook.
They're
or Batum
both out, and Kawhi's
starters,
out.
Obviously.
But we really are hurting when Batum's not on the floor. We're really hurting. Our shooting was not great tonight.
Bledsoe stubbed his toe out of the gate. Not my favorite new guy in quotes, but of course he's.
He was great Clipper game one great. Of the quarter. Game one of the season, he was great.
Game one, first quarter of the season, he was great.
Yeah, game one.
Yeah, but he stubbed his toe out of the gate in like the first batch of games. Like,
yeah, after that, he kind of fell apart. And he's had a couple of shining moments.
Sure. 10,000 career
pick and
points.
Our pick and roll is not great.
10,000 career points for Eric Bledsoe. Our pick and roll isn't great, but how come we're top six, Buster Brown? How come we're top six in the West? That's where we got to be. We're not one of these play-in teams.
I know, buddy. 4-6 in the last 10 games. That's half the quarter.
I'm looking at the quarterly report.
So what does that mean?
Report.
We were 6-4 to start the season. Now we're 4-6. I don't like that trend.
We lost 4 out of 5 to start the season. Then we won 7 in a row. That's the 7 in a row for me is obviously the takeaway. And then we won 8 out of 9 or something in that
stretch.
But
you asked all these really great Clippers minds. Are we the team that went 1-4?
Right,
are we
the
team
response.
That went the response? And they said, we are both. Almost every person said, we're both those teams. So, you know, it's streaky NBA basketball, but I'm by no means worried 1 quarter into the season, especially when we're in the top six.
Oh, worried like purried? There's just a made-up name, purried, like Purvis. Just made up, and it's a nonsense word name. Purried. I'm not worried like purried either. There, how does that feel? How does that feel?
Well, now I'm purvis. Now I'm purried that you're going to give me a hard time about how purvis I am.
You have feelings?
I'm purious if you're going to be purried about how purious I am.
My name is Bert Heelings, and I've hurt feelings.
That's pretty great.
I disagree. So, your favorite player for the Clippers in the quarterly report?
Paul George. Still Paul George. Yeah.
Second favorite player
I wish that he would protect the ball better. But it's still Paul George.
Right.
It's Reggie Jackson for me.
Sure. That's definitely the obvious answer.
He's our second points leader on the season.
Right. I miss Nico Batum, man. I don't know what the deal is with him. If he has COVID-19, I don't know what's going on. I know he's under.
I don't know either. None of our guys are averaging double digits except for Zubats, Reggie Jackson, and Paul George. I have a lot of affection for Zubats.
Yeah, my second favorite.
I love to see what Hartenstein is doing. Serge Ibaka getting 100% well and being our starting center, it has become clear how imperative that is because he's a true center.
Who needs to improve the most on the squad moving into this second quarter of the season?
Zubats. I think Zubats. I think he's got to be getting rebounds. I think he's got to be getting blocks. You know, I felt like we had
Ivica,
he had
Zubat.
One great dunk tonight where I was like, yeah, there it is.
Right. I feel like his rebounds are up just on the eye test, as you like to say.
Yeah, it feels like they are. Mm. It feels like they are. We just got beat tonight, man. I want to say they out-rebounded us by like 12.
I keep not talking about tonight. I just want to talk about the first quarter of the season in the books.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll be in the top six?
Man to me is not the most important. Improved player. I don't feel like Mann.
Oh, he needs to score 20 with his buddy Luke Kennard.
I don't feel like he's any. Look, it's hard to compare to what was happening in the postseason because in the postseason you have so much adrenaline, so many crazy things are happening, and it's do or die, and it's play, and keep it going for when Kawhi comes back. It's very different when you're staring down the hallway at 80 games, 82 games to play
right.
like that. But I don't feel like Mann is exactly there yet. But there's a lot of season left.
There's three quarters of the season left. First quarter in the books. We're moving
but
on.
But turnovers are a problem, man. They really are a problem for our team, the turnovers. And ball movement. The ball movement is just stagnant. So we're going to see. I think it must be very difficult for Ty Lue to get any sort of momentum going when guys keep being out. Like, we have Mook back, now we have Mook out. We have Batum out. We have Kawhi obviously out. So, I don't know.
I'm going to go back to Bledsoe now with a quarter in the rear view. The Bledsoe trade for Patrick Beverley, is it a huge regret for you? Or do you like the fact that Eric Bledsoe has been available all 21 games of the first quarter?
Yeah, I do like that. Pat Beverley is literally out right now.
Yeah, and didn't play the first game because he pushed Chris Paul in the back of the season.
I do like the trade.
Because of the availability.
I mean, that's where the Clippers stand right. Honestly, where the Clippers stand right now is consistency and availability is our greatest. It needs to be our greatest desire.
Right.
More than protecting the ball, more than limiting turnovers, more than needing more ball movement, more than needing a higher 3-point shooting percentage. We need guys to be healthy and play games to find consistency.
Sure.
We need that. So
we need Paul George every night. We need Eric Bledsoe, Reggie Jackson.
You know, and did we try to get some other bigger point guards and what we ended up with Eric Bledsoe?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DeRozan.
So that didn't exactly go our way. I was very high on Eric Bledsoe and really strutted around. The way you walked into Staples Arena tonight.
And flexing is what it's called.
Is the way I walked into our first podcast after Eric Bledsoe. Do I remember being like, remember I told you so. I told you Eric Bledsoe. And then, oops, not so much. He also missed some open layups tonight. I know you don't want to talk about tonight.
Was there a game tonight?
But it is indicative a little bit about what's happening with our quarterly report as far as our trends right now.
Yeah.
Man, we got killed in the paint tonight, both ends of the court.
Tonight was the second night of a back-to-back. I take both of these Pelican losses as second nights of back-to-backs.
That's fair.
Who's playing back-to-backs at home? I get back-to-backs on the road, and you know my stance.
And we play defensively.
Back-to-backs should be banned from this league.
Yeah, they should be. And defensively, we played defensively the way we needed to against the Warriors. We didn't shoot that well. Our offense is a problem.
We were right with
our offense is a problem right now.
Absolutely.
You'll agree with that
this
far into the quarter.
Well,
so or you won't.
Well, we're top six. We're a top six team in the rugged West.
It just goes to show you we could be even better if our offense was better.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely, 100%. But look, Phoenix is special right now. They're on this crazy run. I do believe they'll come back down to earth. Warriors are special right now. I again agree, I think, rather, that they're going to be coming back down to earth. Those two teams are coming back
down to earth. That's not what history has told us about Steph Curry.
I told you tonight I have a theory, and if you read about me online, I'm usually wrong about my sports theories. But Klay Thompson is going to come back, and my theory is he's going to muddy up the chemistry winning basketball team.
I don't love Klay Thompson. I don't ever wish upon a player to be injured. Never wish that.
Right.
It's devastating. I really can't imagine. He really had a career that was
sour grapes
flying up. But in the moment where they were at their peak, Klay Thompson had zero graciousness about the whole thing.
No.
It's one thing to be Steph Curry, biggest star in the NBA at the point where the Warriors were at their peak.
He has moments
most
of humility.
Loved.
He has moments
and
of humility.
And doing his dancing and his laughing and all that stuff. It's obnoxious when they're beating you.
Sure.
But also, he does have some grace in life and
sure,
some
humility
about
humility.
It.
Moments
to me,
brief.
Klay Thompson, the time that they asked him, do you guys think you're the best
team
in the league? And he was like, I mean, he's just been so salty about everything.
76th
I'm not the top 75.
76th
I'm not the this.
Greatest
it's just
player.
Like, I just don't like him.
I also don't like him.
And so I would love it if he came back and then they went on like a 10-game
losing skid. I'm telling
you,
nobody likes a wet blanket. Nobody likes a Debbie Downer when Eeyore rolls up in the 100-acre wood. Tigger's like, oh, shit, Pooh Bear.
I saw this little picture of Klay Thompson after a Golden State Warriors win, and they'd won, and they're
and he was playing or he's injured,
and he's sitting there on the bench by himself.
It's weird, dude. He's just a weird dude.
Yeah, man.
He's a weird dude. That'd be pretty fun if he came back and sent them on a losing skid and caused, like, locker room problems.
Oh, I love it.
You'd love it. But he probably won't. He'll probably come back, and they'll be even better.
Speaking of locker room problems, I'm just thrilled for Montrezl Harrell because, honestly, in the long run, look what he did. He went to the L Word, gave them locker room problems. Okay. Then he goes to Washington. You know, I used to live in Washington in the 90s when it was very hip to live there with my good buddy Bill Clinton doing things with. Anyway, he was great, great president. I saw him all the time. I would see him jogging. I saw him once in the back of the limo. Anytime you saw two motorcycle cops side by side, you're like, oh, here comes the president. And then literally there would be the president. Saw him in
In a limousine that has a hot tub in the back.
Absolutely.
With Hooters waitresses.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Hey, Chris, you want to hit this spliff? I was like, Bubba, you old dog. I'm a college kid, yes. Hey, man, you got in this hot tub quick.
You want us to hit that spliff your whole life.
Hey, Secret Service, he's cool. I don't know where that went.
It's not a great Clinton.
I used to do it good.
You used to.
I can only do current
anyway, you used
presidents.
To see him in Montrezl Harrell's now in Washington.
Montrezl Harrell's in my old stomping grounds, Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. And I like to see success for this guy because he was very successful for us. And his shortcomings were maybe...
Has he been doing well in Washington?
Yes, they're doing great. He's doing great. The whole team is doing great. I never saw him be a locker room problem when I was in the Clipper locker room. But what do I know?
The Wizards are number four.
I'm telling you, they're top six.
They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. What's that like?
You got to be top six. You got to be top six. We used to host a thing called Top 3 in the Third. You'd love for the Clippers to be top three in the third quarter of this.
That was fun. We ran into our cameraman today.
Yes, that's right. Could you imagine what has to happen for us to get the 3 seed? Because I know 1 and 2 is really out there in outer space. I mean, these guys have 5 combined losses, I think. I think Warriors have only lost twice. I think Phoenix has only lost 3 times.
Yeah, the tricky thing is that
so
we're
three
in
is
a
catchable.
We're in a homestand right now.
Sure.
And playing sub 500 game ball, which is not great.
Well, come on. We're over 500
We
home.
Historically
we're over 500
play better on the road.
Oh, so, stop. Would you, oh,
we have. We, oh, we've gone on great runs on the road.
Of this great city we call Los Angeles and go to Inglewood and play in a dome.
Oh,
we
always
are
be on the
over
road.
500 at home, and we are a winning basketball in this building. Crypto.staples.whatever.
Well, listen, we're tied, basically, one game away from the Mavericks.
Okay, and there?
We've played one more game than them, or two more games than them.
Sure.
But we're both,
we split the season
series
with them.
We're both 7.5 games back.
Right, and who is
from
three?
From the Warriors.
Who's three? How
the
close
Jazz,
are
okay. who are 3 games in front of us.
Oh, there you go. The Jazz holes are catchable.
So we could do it. And they're 6-4 in their last 10 games.
Okay.
The Suns are not catchable.
Somebody's coming
Suns
down.
Suns in four.
Not
Suns
so
in four.
Not so much. Suns championship parade as Western Conference champions before the finals. A huge
Some
misstep.
Suns turd. Huge it got retweeted today, maybe by Justin Russo at Fly By Night or someone in the Clippers camp. That some Suns fan posting made it all the way to the finals and then injuries kept us from sealing the deal. It's like, that is such revisionist history.
Very
they
revisionist
literally
history.
Met team after team after team that was missing one
missing
or two
pieces,
or
key
three
pieces,
key pieces.
Yeah, missing Kawhi Leonard, for God's
sake. But yeah, the Suns are looking a little unstoppable, and it's been really nice to not watch their games.
All right, so the bottom
I've really
three,
enjoyed not following Suns basketball.
We haven't played them yet. Bottom three worst fan bases for me are L Word, Suns, Warriors. And I would...
Ooh, really? Warriors over any team any team from Philadelphia?
Worst? Because here at Crypto.Staples, I never have problems with the 76ers fans. Ever.
Oh, ever. You're talking about when the fans are here.
I'm just saying personally...
As a Wave fan.
I think the three worst fans in the NBA that I've dealt with personally in 20 years of going to these games.
Sure.
The bottom three... are L Word, probably has number one worst fans to deal with.
Yeah, the
Phoenix
they're
Suns.
Cruel. They're pretty cruel.
Number two worst fans to deal with.
No doubt about it.
And then Warriors fans, third worst fans to deal with. You. It sounds like to you, you agree with me on my top two worst fans to deal with, but it sounds like you got your own third.
No, I'm trying to think. At our home games, I don't disagree with that. I just thought you meant in general other teams, in which case I would throw in
talking
Philly
about my personal
because
experience.
Philadelphia is just
it's a horrible city.
Yeah, they're just
birthplace of racism.
I'm trying to think if I ever went to a Clippers game in Philadelphia, I think that I would just wear whatever color is the most neutral color. I just wear green.
Well, they're red, white, and blue, just like our Clippers. Of course, we love, I think, my favorite uniform of the first quarter. You love to see it. I think they're undefeated in these uniforms. Don't quote me. Those powder blue, orange, and white throwbacks. Oh, they're great. Oh, so good.
They're great. The City Edition.
So City Edition.
City Edition San so Diego good. Clippers orange on blue.
Oh, so good. Hank.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's real nice.
Back in the day, we had the white San Diego Clippers throwbacks, the white with blue and orange lettering. I have one of those. I have a Richardson jersey.
Yes, and of course, we've seen the Brave throwbacks in years past. But
I have an autographed Elton
here
Brand.
For it. Yes, you do.
I'm wearing my Buffalo Braves throwback Michelin-esque cap
tonight. We were
tonight.
Not there for free
cap. It's
my cap
favorite
night.
Hat. I believe you bought me that for my birthday.
You're welcome.
A few years ago.
Happy early birthday. Burbank Hank celebrating a birthday 12/13. There will be a Clippers game. We'll be in the building for it. I doubt we'll be in any condition to Clipcast after that.
I won't be in that game.
Oh, right.
Because I'll be with my special lady friend and my
family. Oh, yes, in the hot tub at the hotel.
All that?
I was in the back of a hot tub with President Clinton
in the back of
in
a limo,
the 90s.
Apparently.
Yes.
He invited you in. You said yes. You were a college student. Why wouldn't you say yes?
There were Tommy's Tubes underneath the limousine, which are these neon lights, like a
bar.
Sure,
I know what they are.
Yeah,
oh,
Tommy's Tubes.
Is that what they were called, Tommy's Tubes?
In New Jersey, they were. Tommy's.
Oh, I assume in New Jersey they'd be called Pube Tubes or something like that. Garbage.
Pube Tubes, very different. That's an old toilet paper roll with no toilet paper on it anymore.
Oh, Pube Tube. Tube. When you add a toilet paper, you got to use that.
Apparently,
it's better than nothing.
Jersey Shore's Paulie was the star of
no,
the
No, not
night
Paulie.
Paulie D?
No. It was...
The Situation?
Ronnie.
Ronnie D?
I can't remember now.
Sonny D?
He looked like...
Did it come in an orange bottle?
He looked like one of the Jersey Shore guys, but he might not have been. I don't really know.
Did it come in an orange bottle? Because if it did, it was Sonny D.
Sonny D. Yeah, it might have been Sonny D. I didn't really notice. It was someone I didn't really know who they were, and he kind of looked to the camera as if, I'm not great.
All right, well, on the next Clipcast.
He's probably great. He's probably a great actor. I just don't know who he is.
We're going to be Battle L.A.
Vinny or something.
We're going to be Battle L.A. right before the Battle of Los Angeles because our next game is a home game versus the Sacramento Kings, who I loved this, the last Black Friday at Staples Center because next Black Friday it'll be the Crypto.com Arena, which you love. And the Kings went in there Friday night. And you know, the Kings play, that's their arena, the hockey shitbox on a Friday night, the last Black Friday. The Clippers win.
Talk about the LA Kings, not the Sacramento Kings, of course.
Oh, are those two different teams?
Oh, boy.
Well, the Clippers won the last Black Friday game at Staples Center. And then the Kings won, which you love to see, in triple overtime versus the L word.
Well, the thing is, we should have no problem beating the Kings because they're only 8-13, except, oops, we had a hard time with the
Second
Pelicans.
Second night of a back-to-back.
That's
twice.
Right, that's
Second
right.
night of a back-to-back two
that's
times.
That's right.
And that was a huge red flag for me. Huge red flag.
These back-to-backs, I don't get them. And we
Why does one team get us twice on second
also,
night of back-to-back?
Also, aren't we playing like 5 games in 7 days or 7 games in 9 days?
And yes,
the Lakers
both
are playing
of those.
Like 3 games in a week.
Apparently,
like
their
so
schedule
unfair.
Gets a heck of a lot harder.
Whose does?
The L word.
Oh, phew.
So
not ours.
Not ours. So we have the Kings coming up. Got to get that W Wednesday night. And then we're back at Staples away versus the L word. So on the next Clipcast, excuse me, will be Battle Los Angeles. I look forward to it. You will not be there for that one.
I will not be there for that one.
But I got the great Joe Prano joining me from the Dirty Sports Podcast. Should be a blast, Clipper Nation.
Oh, nice. He's going to go to the game with you?
He's a riot, yes. I'm gonna get him into one of those games. I think the Kings, obviously, because that's the Clipper home game.
Yes.
I don't like to attend home L-word games.
No, I wouldn't want to.
Blech at the hockey. Blech box. Blech. Blech, Hank. Well, anything else you'd like to address as we close up the Clippers quarterly report?
We just got to get well. We just have to get well. We can't be missing Mook and
Nico.
Nicholas Batum. We can't.
Right.
I don't think at this point in his career, Paul George is going to change who he is.
I still think he's going to get the scoring title. I still think that's going
to
happen.
Your lips to God's ears.
I don't mind
his scoring. I'd like a little bit better efficiency, and I'd like him to protect the ball a little bit more. I'd like less turnovers, but, you know.
I'd like more rebounds from Zoo. I'd like 20 points a game for Terrence Mann and Luke Kennard, which you called tonight Nuke Your Nards?
Nuke Your Nards.
As he walked in, you said Nuke Your Nards.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to nuke him in the Nards if he doesn't get 20
games.
I love
Luke Kennard. I'd like him to put up more shots, you know? I'd like him to put up more
shots. I want Mann to slash And if he's available, score in the paint. And if he's not, fire it to Nuke your Nards for three. I want 20 points a game from those guys.
Might be expecting more from
a man than he has to offer. I need 20 points a game from the bench. I need it to live, Hank. I need the bench to score at least 20 a game.
Oh, my gosh, the whole bench or just those two guys?
Yes, the whole bench, but those two guys. Those two guys. So that's what I want, and more Zubats rebounds. You want less turnovers from your MVPG.
Yeah, I do want that.
All right, well, that's a quarterly report, so you can put your pens and pencils and your legal pads away. We've put them back in your briefcase, okay? That is the quarterly report. We'll see you next quarter for the Clippers Halfley report. It's probably called Clipper Halftime. I don't know. What do you want to call the – what do you want to end the second quarter with? What would you like to call
the Halfley report.
The Halfley report.
I want to say I really enjoyed
the
that.
The Clippers Halfley report.
I'm so curious if we'll change our minds in the next 20 games.
Oh, Bert Healings signing off. Thank you so much, Bert Healings. That will be the quarterly report because I have hurt feelings about you being curious.
Oh, hey, I have one more question. I have one more question before we sign off.
I have an answer.
We just got through the Thanksgiving holiday. What are you most thankful for this season?
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, Clipper Nation, they've been rowdy and great. I know we haven't put the meats in the seats. We're not selling games out. But the people who are coming to these games are rowdy and rooting for the Clippers and really getting into these games. I love the feeling of a home game. So I'm very thankful for Clipper Nation and the rowdiness of the crowd. P.S. If you've never been to a Clipper game, buy the cheapest seat possible. There are so many empties.
Oh my gosh, so many empties.
Move all the way forward, folks.
Yeah.
Look for the empties.
I'm not sure we're supposed to endorse that.
I want to fill the bowl, my man. So get that, buy any ticket and go sit down in that bowl, and there will be plenty of seats for you. That's my Clipper Nation tip, and I'm thankful for you.
Clipcast does not endorse that. I am most thankful for our listeners and subscribers and the people who have rated and reviewed our podcast and who share it. It means a lot to us. And thank you so much for sticking with us. We love going to these games. We love talking to our Clipcast fans at the games. They're always so welcome and warm and kind and friendly. They love the caps you've brought to some games.
I sure have. Given a lot of Clipcast caps away.
That's been very fun, and I'm grateful for what we're all going to do together, Clippers Nation, as we go further into this huge 10th Clipcast season.
One quarter in the books, three quarters to go. When will Kawhi return? Can we stay in the top six? Let's go! Sound the horn, Hank. You got a horn. Teet. Teet, teet. Why do I teet?